The House of Representatives passed a $25 billion bill in an attempt to save the USPS. Trump declares a state of disaster due to California wildfires. Trump's sister says you can't trust him as Stormy Daniels payment and RNC approach. Plus, the tragic story around Larry King's two children. It's Monday, August 24th. Thank you for tuning in to The Rob Four Show, where I bring you the latest politics, news, and analysis with a dash of progressive perspective. Hope you're having a wonderful Monday. Let's get informed. The first thing we have to talk about today is the massive bill that the House of Representatives passed over the weekend. So as we've been talking about on the show recently, the USPS has been under attack by Republican megadonor and newly appointed Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. Despite not having any USPS experience, the Postal Service Board of Governors unanimously selected him for the job in May of this year. Some, like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are even calling this a direct selection of President Trump's and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin's. So anyway, this Postmaster General is bad news for several reasons, and if you missed my previous coverage, essentially, he took away mail sorting machines from battleground states, cut overtime, told post people to leave mail if not out by a certain time, removed mail drop boxes throughout the country, and more. But this all leads to a severe delay in delivery times all throughout the U.S. Then Postmaster General Louis DeJoy put out a PR statement saying changes will stop until after the election, but failed to mention what he would do about changes already made. More time went on, then he said changes would not be reversed, which leads us to Saturday of this weekend when the House of Representatives met for a special session to pass legislation funding the Postal Service to the tune of $25 billion and reversing the changes the new Postmaster General has implemented thus far. The vote passed 257-150 in the Democratic-controlled House, earning the support of some Republicans, but the bill's future is in jeopardy in the Republican-controlled Senate, where Republicans hold a 53-47 majority. It's unclear if this would even be able to come up for a vote in the Senate, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted his distaste for the bill within minutes of it passing the House. Quote, House Democrats have spent weeks ignoring the urgent needs of American workers and families, but they rushed back to Washington the instant that overblown conspiracy theories about the U.S. Postal Service convinced them their own jobs might be in jeopardy, end quote. Now I've got to fact-check old Grim Reaper Mitch McConnell here. The Democrats passed their last coronavirus relief bill in May. That's yet to be voted on in the Senate. So the Senate Republicans are the ones holding up progress on that front. But McConnell went on to suggest that he supports funding for the USPS less than the $25 billion passed in the House, though, but he wants it as part of a larger coronavirus relief bill, not as a standalone. Senator Elizabeth Warren clapped back on Twitter to Mitch McConnell and said House Democrats are, quote, doing their jobs to help fund USPS and protect it from sabotage, just like they did their jobs and passed another COVID-19 bill months ago. Show some political courage and finally stand up to Trump, at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Call back the Senate and let us vote, end quote. Now, keep in mind that if this did pass, Trump would likely veto it, as he called it a hoax over the weekend. But also it's important to keep in mind that what we're talking about is the mail. About 500,000 people in this country receive Social Security checks by mail, and many elderly people receive medications through the mail. The pandemic has made the mail more needed than ever. This isn't solely about mail-in ballots, which are important, by the way. We know what we have to do at the ballot box this November. To be honest, we don't know who's going to win the presidency this year, but this is a very consequential election with real-world implications. We are a laughingstock to the world right now. Keep this post office scandal in mind in November. Vote.org is the place for all registration and informational needs for this election. Let me know what you think about the crazy attacks on the Postal Service in the comments on YouTube down below, or let me know on Twitter. My name is @RobForShow there and on Instagram. The next thing we have to talk about is Trump's disaster declaration around the California wildfires. California has hundreds of active fires occurring right now that have already burned about 1 million acres of land, per Cal Fire officials. Areas affected include Napa, San Mateo, Santa Cruz, Solano, Sonoma, Yolo, and Lake counties. From the Hill, the state is also battling two of the largest fires in the state's history, the 314,000-acre LNU Lightning Complex fire in the Northern Bay Area and Central Valley, and the 291,000-acre SCU Lightning Complex fire, largely east of San Jose. President Trump's approved disaster declaration will send federal aid to the affected regions. Governor Gavin Newsom, who is a Democrat and frequently fights with Trump, thanked him. Quote, "Thank you to the president for your partnership in granting this urgent major disaster declaration. California is battling two of the largest fires in our history and has already seen nearly 600 new fires in the last week caused by dry lightning strikes. These are unprecedented times and conditions, but California is strong. We will get through this." End quote. Notably here, extraordinary weather is responsible for this, with 11,000 lightning strikes in a 72-hour window in the state. Then there's this story around Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Berry, who, in leaked audio, says, quote-unquote, "you can't trust him," in reference to President Trump. His sister, a retired federal judge, goes on to say her brother Donald has no principles, is lying prone, and, again, quote-unquote, "you can't trust him." This leaked audio comes from over 15 hours of secretive recording from Mary Trump, who is Marianne's and Donald Trump's niece. Mary Trump recorded all of this audio in writing her tell-all bestseller, Too Much and Never Enough, How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. Speaking personally now, I finished Mary Trump's book, and it was a good look into the Trump family, so I recommend that to anyone who's interested. But, back to the leaked audio, President Trump's sister also had this to say surrounding his 2018 immigration policies. Quote, "It's the phoniness of it all. It's the phoniness and this cruelty. Donald is cruel," end quote. But then going on further when discussing one of her brother's tweets about sending her to the border amid a shortage of judges, quote, "His goddamn tweet and the lying. Oh my God. I'm talking too freely, but, you know, the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, holy shit, but he's appealing to the base. What they're doing to the kids at the border, I mean," end quote. All of this comes right before the Republican National Convention this week, which is expected to have many Trump family members speaking. Also, this comes after news on Friday that Trump has to pay Stormy Daniels $44,000 in legal fees in relation to the $130,000 non-disclosure agreement Daniels signed with Trump. For those who don't know, Daniels is the porn star who alleged an affair between her and Trump in 2006. Then we have this heartbreaking news around Larry King's children. Both his son Andy and daughter Chaya have died within roughly 3 weeks of each other. His son died of a heart attack at 65, and his daughter died at 52 shortly after receiving a lung cancer diagnosis. Larry King also has 5 children from other marriages. He wrote on Facebook, quote, "Both of them were good and kind souls, and they will be greatly missed. Losing them feels so out of order. No parent should have to bury a child. My family and I thank you for your outpouring of kind sentiments and well wishes. In this moment, we need a little time and privacy to heal. I thank you for respecting that," end quote. For those who don't know, Larry King is the longtime talk show host known for his easy conversation softball-type interviews. He hosted Larry King Live from 1985 to 2010 on CNN. He currently hosts Larry King Now for Orna TV at age 86. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. If this show brings you value, share it with a friend and let them know they should be listening or watching as well. Also, please make sure you're subscribed on YouTube or in your podcast app so you don't miss an episode. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.